This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This is Issues 2019. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Marty Miller, Executive Director, Botanica Wichita. Welcome to Issues 2019 again, Marty.
Good morning.
For listeners who may not know, what is Botanica and where is it located? You know, there's always some tuning in coming in.
There is. Botanica has become one of the greatest places in Wichita, in which we have taken a garden and turned it into a major destination and attraction in our community. And it's located at 701 North Amadon, right across the street from the Sim Golf Course.
How long has it been there, Marty? When did it start?
Oh, 1987 is when it started. So we're going in, we'll be going in our 32nd year after May.
What, is there still enough room for you to do other things there?
Oh, yes.
I mean, you're growing all the time. Is there still any room left?
We are growing, and there's a long history and a story about the Sim family and Sim Park and how Botanica got involved in that. And they have been very generous with us and supportive of us and allowed us to do our expansions. And they like what we're doing, and they would eventually like for us to basically cultivate the entire park.
Wow. All right. How's attendance? How many people do you run through the gates every year?
Well, it's gone up. We're close to 215,000 last year.
No, really? Wow.
And that's quite a
tell me that again. How much?
About 215,000. You know, in 2010, we only had about 80,000.
So you've been growing pretty rapidly.
We've grown very well. And it all began with the Downing Children's Garden. That changed the demographics of Botanica. And we now have many more young families, young children, and they're experiencing Botanica in a whole different way since we built the Children's Garden. And what we did has turned out to be one of the premier children's gardens in the country.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Illuminations now, which is a huge event. How would you describe that annual event for those who don't know?
Well, it's a light event in which staff and volunteers basically put up about 2 million lights, create the light shows, and we are actually providing this service to the community to celebrate the holidays. And it has turned out to be one of the largest displays, and in fact, USA Today, the top 10 display gardens last year, we were number 6. I was shocked. I was totally shocked. But we do have a beautiful display, and a lot of hard work goes into it. It takes us about 3 months to set it up, 2 months to take it down, and we were open a solid month to operate the show.
You're pretty much, you are at the mercy of the weather a little bit that time of the year, but how was attendance this year, Marty?
Almost 84,000.
Wow.
And that's a record breaker. That's up 2,000 of the year before. And so we grow a little bit more each year. And the whole purpose of being open 30 days, beginning the day after Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve, is so people have the opportunity to come, and they all don't come on the weekend before Christmas.
which you did.
There were a lot of people there the night I was there.
There was a lot of people.
But you know, how many, 2 million lights is it?
About 2 million lights.
Wow. Uh-huh. Started out with some paper bags with candles in it, didn't it?
It did. And that goes all the way back to First National Bank sponsored it. And they would send all the bank employees out to light the candles and the paper bags and sand. They did that for a couple of years until a windstorm came. The bags all burned up, and that was it. We just went to lights.
So how many years have you done illuminations?
In the level that we're doing it now, it's been over 7 years. This will be your eighth year coming up.
Wow. All right. So I presume you're going to do it again.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's the number one. It's not only an event, but it's number one fundraiser for Botanica that keeps our plants growing, and it costs a lot to operate a garden.
Well, that was my next question. Is this your biggest fundraiser for
yes.
the year?
Uh-huh.
Although you do more than one. What other fundraisers do you do there, Marty?
Well, we have a fundraiser that's kind of geared to like the things we used to do in high school. It's called Blooms, Brews, and Bloody Marys.
The Balloons, Brews, and
Blooms, Brews, and Bloody Marys. That's in the spring. And so there's all kinds. And then we have the Vine event, which is in the fall.
What's the Vine event?
It's a big event in which we have great food and good drinks, and we put on a show. And it's about a $125 ticket event, but it's an excellent event.
Back to the other one you talked about, was it Blues Brews?
Blooms. Brews. Brews. And Bloody Marys.
Okay.
And then we used to have a contest.
Okay.
And the people that come, they get to vote on the best Bloody Mary, and then that award goes to the restaurant that provided the best.
So you got the restaurants involved.
We have the restaurants involved, yes.
Okay. So is there any food, or is it just
good food?
Brews.
Oh, yeah, good food.
Okay. Now, let's talk about how Botanic is financed. This is not a city or a county operation. Am I right on that?
You're pretty close.
Yeah. It's sort of a hybrid type deal.
It is. There are 4 city employees that currently work there. And the rest of them are Botanica Inc. employees. And I'm just happen to be one of the city employees. And so I'm probably the only city employee that has to meet a payroll and do the books and that kind of thing. But everything in the garden is paid for by Botanica Inc. All of our expansions, all of our events, everything is financed by Botanica itself. And it's the donors, the sponsors, the people that come in, our guests that come in through the gate, all of that takes care of all the garden activities.
Do you have any big corporate sponsors? Anybody?
Oh, yes.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yes.
But yeah. To mention a couple, you're free to do that if you want.
Of course, Spirit sponsoring us.
Yeah.
High Touch sponsors us. The banks, Emprise Bank. In fact, sure. Emprise Bank is our lead sponsor for the exhibit that we're going to have this year that begins in March. On March 6th, it's called Nature's Connect, and an artist by the name of Sean Kenny makes sculptures out of Legos. Now, that's a national event, and this will be Botanica's first hosting of a national exhibit.
Okay.
So it's going to be very interesting.
When is it?
March 6th through September the 11th, I believe.
Oh, it's going now then, right?
No, excuse me.
Or is it coming up?
May.
May.
I'm sorry. May. Let me correct myself. May 6th.
Okay.
Yep.
And you are, remember, your name is Marty Miller.
That's right.
You have
thanks, Steve.
I'm helping you out with that senior moment there.
No,
okay, I was thinking, that thing's already underway.
Yeah,
so it goes on for a while, and it involves Legos.
Right.
Which then goes back to your demographics
that
you're talking about to the kids.
Right. Yeah.
I know what Legos are, but I don't know how to put them together.
Well, I don't either, but this guy really knows how to put them together.
Big complicated thing.
And do you know, there's a guy in Wichita known as Lego Dad. You ever heard of him?
No, uh-uh.
Yeah, and if he has some things on Facebook, and he's also doing some Legos for us as well.
Okay.
And we're going to have the pavilion arranged that kids can go up there and just play with Legos.
Okay.
And you'd be surprised how many kids play with Legos. How many adults play with Legos?
I got grandkids, and I know about Legos.
Yeah.
Before we went on the air, you said you want to talk about something called subscriptions. Is that correct?
Memberships.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm glad you're reminding me.
Tell me about that, sir.
Well, we want to do a special Steve and Ted membership. If you call Botanica after you're listening to this broadcast and you said Steve or and Ted ask you to call, you will get your family membership with 3 extra months. So you're getting the family membership for 15 months. And a family membership is $65, and a single membership is $55, which is pretty reasonable compared to other memberships around town. And what this does is get you in any time except for special events and that kind of thing. However, what's coming up, and we will probably talk about this a little bit more, is when we open up the carousel building with the restored Joyland merry-go-round.
Right.
We'll be charging $2 a ride, but you get in Botanica at no charge.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't have to pay the gate fee.
So now this show is being heard on 5 radio stations.
That's okay.
But you're signaling in on Steve and Ted.
I'm signaling on Steve and Ted.
And what do you got to do? Just call Botanica Monday?
Call Botanica 264-0448 and said Steve and Ted
said to call
me to call.
All right.
And I want to buy a membership.
There you go.
And they get an extra 3 months on their annual membership.
You're listening to Issues 2019 on the Entercom radio stations. Our guest is Marty Miller, Executive Director, Botanica Wichita. Spring is, as we're on the air, almost here. What's happening in the days and weeks ahead in springtime there? You got the tulips coming around or what?
Yes, we've got over 60,000 tulips coming up. And for those people who love tulips, in fact, the tulips are just as beautiful as the lights practically, but it's a daytime show.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 96 different varieties.
There is?
Yes, there is.
Wow.
And at least 22 of those varieties have never been at Botanica before.
Wow. Okay.
So we are really cooking. Now, if the people want to know more about that, they can go to our website, look at our Cultivate magazine, go to botanica.org, and look at the magazine. They can learn all the things that are going on at Botanica, what's going on in the garden, and watch the calendar.
Okay. How many people does Botanica employ? I think you talked about this earlier. Keeping all those plants and flowers properly cared for.
It will have about 48 in the full season, and during the off season we have about 28. So we almost add another 20 people to help keep the gardens going.
Now,
and it takes a lot of work.
Now
and volunteers. I'll never get the volunteers.
I was going to mention
we could
them.
Not do it without the volunteers.
Bring us up to date on the carousel. You brushed on it there a minute ago, but you were talking about this—the carousel that spun around at Joyland Park from the time we were little toddlers,
right?
And then when the Joyland went away, you got the carousel,
right?
And you're building a building for it, right?
We're building a building.
Tell us about that.
Well, actually, Margaret Nelson Spear donated the carousel to Botanica. She just came in one day with tears in her eyes, saying that Joyland's gone; it's never come back. There's one salvageable piece, and that's the merry-go-round, and she wanted to donate it to Botanica because she wanted to keep that legacy going and have it at a place where people enjoy it. And so, which was a shock to all of us, and once we recovered from that, we started working on it. And so that was in 2014, January of 2014.
Now, hang on a second. Let me interrupt you. What we're talking about here is, of course, you've got the motor in the middle and all the mechanics of it.
Right.
Well, how old was that carousel to begin with?
It was a 1949 Ooh. Allen Herschel. And from all the research that we've done, we believe that we have the only remaining 40-foot, 36-horse Allen Herschel carousel.
Wow. So you had to figure out how to keep that up and running and do that.
Well, we've completely restored everything? Single piece.
Mm.
It's just like brand new.
Okay.
And the only thing that we're really changing is that we're converting the chariots. There were 2 chariots on that carousel, so they can accommodate wheelchairs.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. So you're going to make it accessible then.
Make it totally accessible.
Okay. So, and the horses, though, you have somebody who's been repainting those and refurbishing those as well.
Another West High graduate, Marlene Irvin.
Yeah.
In fact, she's on the last four horses of the 36 horse corral. And she has done a tremendous job. And she's an artist. And so the horses talk to her and they tell her what color they want to be, whether they're a male or a female.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, it is great. And I didn't ask her how they talked to her. I just said, that's great.
Yeah, that's okay.
She's
artistic. I mean,
yes, she is.
And just to clear it up for folks, we talked about a West High graduate. Marty and I are both graduates of Wichita West on the same year and the same day.
And in some of the same classes.
Some of the same classes, including the class about where you talk to the horses.
the horse class.
You know, horse class. When is the carousel going to open? Because you're talking about a special promotion and all that, but it's going to be exciting.
Right. It is. It's going to be absolutely exciting. The building is currently under construction, and it's about half done. And the building itself is going to be iconic to our community. And I can see it. Building now showing up on some of the Visit Wichita materials, the City of Wichita materials, that kind of thing. And with the carousel inside of it, it's going to be like a jewel in a jewel box. And so we are planning a fall opening, grand opening, and open to the public. The process of restoring the carousel has been long. There's been a couple of people who have been working on that. Dan Wilson of WDM Architects kind of took the lead on restoring it. He's worked with a fellow by the name of Charlie Richardson, and I think I got that name right. And then Roger Nelson of the Nelson family.
The Nelson family owned Joyland for years.
Yes, yeah. And so he's been kind of giving us some guidance how it goes back together and that kind of thing. And you're right. That thing's got some gears on it, and we have a new motor, and a new floor is being put in, which was donated by Henson Construction Company. And there's been so many people who have gotten involved in the restoration of this carousel. And I can't just say thank you enough to everyone who has participated in that. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, the carousel is almost restored. And we'll start probably putting it up in the building sometime in June. And setting it all up, getting it, everything, the tensions right and everything, and ready to operate.
Now, was there anything else that you got from Joyland? You didn't get the organ there, did you?
No.
Happy clown.
We didn't get the organ, but that's another story. There's the fella who took care and serviced the organ at Joyland. His name is Gordon Ramsey. Not the chief of police. And not the chef.
Okay.
This is a different Gordon Ramsey.
Yeah.
Genius kind of guy. He built from hand in his living room an organ that was about the third of the size of the Wurlitzer that was at Joyland.
Okay.
And it has the double role player, so it plays the roles just like it did back in Joyland.
Yeah.
It does not have a keyboard, so Louis will not be present. He might have some special attendances, but he will not be there all the time.
So the clown, who had the coat hanger wire going up to his hands and went back, and had this really strange, creepy grin, he's not going to be there.
Huh? He's not going to be there, no.
Well, at least you got something.
A special appearance may be possible, but he's not going to be there.
So what's next? You going to put up the Joyland roller coaster down there?
That one's pretty well all gone, But the piece that we did get, this is going to be a beautiful machine.
Yeah.
It's not only nostalgic. We're going to be creating more smiles and more memories at Botanica.
Well, I've just a quick compliment, and I know it's all you're doing, Marty, but locking into, first of all, the younger demographics, as you talked about, with the children's area and whatnot, and then into this nostalgia thing, for which Wichitans are big on that stuff.
Yes, they are.
You've really got a pretty wide audience there, people who you want to come in the doors.
Right. You're absolutely right.
Talk about, for a minute, if you will, about Botanica's availability for public and private events. As you're well aware, our class did their reunion. We did our reunion there and this past fall, and it was terrific. Got a lot of compliments on that, on Botanica.
Yeah, we've been able to build an extra room. That the one we met in was Lotus Hall next to the Chinese Garden, which is a spectacular garden just by itself. Then we have our terrace room, and then we have the pavilion. Can be indoor, outdoor, and when we build, when we finish up the carousel building, it will also have rental space.
Really?
Yes.
This must be a pretty good size building.
It's going to be a big size, big building. It's about 9,000 square feet. And the carousel is like 40 foot across, and the room is like 75 feet across. So there'll be not only a separate room to set up tables and chairs for smaller parties and things, but there will also be enough space. And then on the if it's an indoor-outdoor event, and we can open up, because this is going to be surrounded by glass doors, either overhead or big louver doors. And so sitting on the patio around it and everything, it'll seat over 300 people.
Wow. All right. Sounds like you've done some good planning on that. Public events, private events. Do you do any weddings out there?
We do a lot.
Next time I get married, might want to do it.
Well, my last one was out there. And it was great.
Okay. Your last one, okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be your last one.
That was my saint, Saint Cindy.
Well, it would be a great place to do it.
It is. Yes, it is. And we have another thing coming up. You believe it or not, we've got so many things.
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable. We're building a bee house.
A bee house.
And that grand opening is going to be May 25th, and that's going to be during our Take Flight event. And that event is when we first released the butterflies in the butterfly house. So the first 100 families that show up, the children can actually release butterflies into the butterfly house.
Wow.
And then the bee house, of course, will consist of a beehive inside the house that you can view, but you won't have, the bees will be all concealed and, you know, they take, they're out of the way. But you'll be able to see them work in the hive.
Really?
And make the
honey.
But
you can't go in there because you might get stung.
No, you'll be able to go inside the house.
The house, okay.
But the bees are in another cabinet all by themselves that are away from the public.
Okay.
However, the inside of the house is going to be decorated like you're inside of a beehive. So you'll experience, and then there'll be cabinets in there. So when the beekeepers, during the season that they harvest the honey, you'll be able to watch that.
So here's an idea. You could have a beehive hairdo contest.
From our class.
Go back to the 60s.
Forgot about that.
And when I come out,
I have to remember that.
I get there. I'm just going to make a beeline for the bee house. How many stupid jokes can I get out of this?
I don't know.
All right, so you've talked about, my next question, what's ahead for Botanica? I think you've covered quite a bit. Is there anything we're leaving out? Anything falling through the cracks?
Well, we got pretty well covered this year. And then there'll be special events to watch out for that'll center around the bee house, the Lego display, or the Nature's Connects display. And, of course, the opening of the carousel will be in the fall, and then we go right into illumination. So it's going to be...
I guess you're going to have somebody keep that website up and current. If you want to, access it, there you go.
And right now, we're during spring break. The kids are getting in free.
Mm. Okay.
And... And we have a Scholastic book sale going on, great books for children. We get involved in everything.
Let's follow up a little bit on the volunteers, because volunteers do so much in this town for so many things. But
they do.
But your organization, you use volunteers quite a bit as well, right?
We could not operate without them. Right now we have about 317 active volunteers, and we provide some dinners, and like today is the volunteer coffee. It's the second Wednesday of the month, and we do a lot of things for them, and they do so much for us that we could never pay them back.
But you have over 300 volunteers, and are you looking for any more?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Our number's actually down from about 425, so we've lost some, and of course they get to – they get older and they can't do the things that they used to do, or they move away or something.
Speaking of which, are you enjoying your job?
Before
I let you out of here, how's your dad? Your dad, of course, Sedgwick County Sheriff for a while, Vern Miller, and also Kansas Attorney General. How's he doing? A lot of people know Vern.
Yeah, a lot of people know my dad, and he's doing very well. He likes living in Arizona because he likes the warm weather. And he's had a couple of falls, but he's come back. I say he's a walking miracle. He just keeps popping back, and he's still as sharp as can be, and he's always got some kind of joke or something for me.
Okay.
And, you know, we talk at least once a day, and sometimes more than that, just because he'll call me up, hey, did you hear that was going on?
Yep.
You know, he's on top of it.
Give him my best wishes.
I will.
Because we got to know each other when he was sheriff. On so many levels there. Thank you. Thanks, Marty, for being with us. A lot of exciting things going on at Botanica in Wichita. Wow, a lot of things going on. And that's we're going to keep you posted on that. That's all for this edition of Issues 2019. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.